I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. An FBI bust in Moldova confirms once again that ISIS is trying to build a dirty bomb.
They have no problem letting people know what their intentions are.
Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says,
ISIS has been doing damage in Pakistan, and ISIS's stated goal is to acquire nuclear technology and materials so that they can target the U.S. with perhaps a dirty bomb.
ISIS is growing and trying to build a nuclear bomb. Seems like a bunch of bad news, but here's the silver lining.
God continues to raise up indigenous workers inside of places like Pakistan.
With your help, FMI-supported pastors can keep on shining the bright hope of Christ. Over in Syria, indigenous missionaries are remaining to share the gospel as well. Many are being tortured and murdered by ISIS, but there's another less noticed issue: trauma. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg explains the struggles of one pastor and his family.
His home's been taken over by a rebel group, and they've got his phone number, and they phone him over and over. They keep threatening him, and the little girl, six-year-old little girl, she hears that, what's happening, and so every night she has nightmares. You know, it's hard to know what's going to happen with her in the long run, but that's part of the price that the workers in Syria are paying.
Christian Aid Mission is raising funds to help families like these escape violence. You can find ways to help, as well as other ways to respond to what you've just heard, at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God is doing there. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his journey of revenge to redemption. Call 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.